It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, welcome back to Golf is Ruining My Life. Here we go again.
It's your favourite podcast series where the two Toms get together and discuss the highs, more often the lows of golf. And
well, less in terms of scoring.
Oh, then it's highs. Just the highs. Yeah. That's all highs, plus 100s. Just want to get this in early this week. We are running a competition on the podcast right now where we are giving away a spattering of tour-only Pro V1s that I might have just nabbed from the Challenge Tour when I was working there.
Were you the last out of the building? Is that what you did? You broke in at midnight?
Pulled them all under my top.
Yeah, and then left. Great.
So there's a couple of tour-only Pro V1 golf balls, money can't buy prize. If you want it, all you got to do is scroll down to the bottom of the podcast, leave a 5-star review, leave a comment, and make sure you're subscribed. We'll pick a load of listeners at random, and you can get these amazing Pro V1s that have tour on the side that are only for tour players.
I would suggest you don't play with them in the winter. Wait till the weather improves. Do you know what I mean? It could be quite a nice thing to have on the mantelpiece to focus on for like April, May vibes.
This is my first round of spring golf will be with the Pro V1s. Yeah. Talking about winter golf, a few weeks ago we did a whole bit on what were the negatives of winter golf. And we got slated online by people going, it's not all negative. You know, why even play it if you don't even like it?
Who are these mugs? So, that's not the point we were making.
We have a bit of a laugh. Yeah. So I want to focus this week on the positives of winter golf.
Okay.
Things that you think are really beneficial about the nights drawing in.
Yeah.
But we said it on the podcast recently. There is something quite special about this moment in the year as we get into October, November, December, where I actually think golf becomes more attractive.
Yeah.
It drags you in.
Yeah. There's a sort of coziness to it, and there is a sort of get out there and like it almost feels a bit more wild. You know what I mean?
It does feel wild, doesn't it, Tom?
It feels more like an expedition down the front nine and then come in after nine.
Yeah.
The only thing I love a frozen golf day. Apart from when the greens are frozen and it's like hitting it into the car park every time.
Yeah.
That's maddening because you just can't play.
Yeah.
But when it's quite hard underfoot. The thing I hate is.
No, we're focused on positives.
Sorry, okay, fine. But apart from that,
I
really, really like it. As long as you have the right gear.
Yes.
That is the thing. You see people rocking up to winter golf and they haven't really got a very good jacket on. And you just look at the coat. Like, I can remember playing in a golf day a couple of years ago and I just spent way too much money. Like, it makes me feel sick when I think how much I'd spent on my waterproofs. And when we got back in, everyone else had really, really cheap. And I don't want to sound like a sort of snob, because this is actually evidence that spending money does work.
Yeah.
Everyone took their coats off and their sort of waterproofs off, and they were drenched inside.
Yeah.
I took mine off, dry as a bone. Right. Engage smug mode, sure. But if you've got the right stuff, if you get the right waterproof shoes, gotta love those Pumas, mate. They are amazing.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
And that's not just because they're friends of the show. They are really good.
And they are friends of the show.
They are great friends, great pals. They're coming to our wedding and everything. They're going to be on the top table.
Yeah.
It's a thing, as long as you've got the right kit, you can enjoy the experience. And also, how do you feel? What's your approach to scoring? when you are playing in winter?
I still take it quite serious. I think if I'm playing golf, I like to try and keep some level of card so I know what's going on. I'll play Stableford. I'll play a lot more Stableford. Because also there's a blurring with Stableford. You know, when you've got a stroke play score and you come in and you're 18 over, there's no denying that. When you come in and you've shot 32 points, who knows where they came from? And anything over 30 is good. Yeah. So you could sort of fudge it a bit more.
It allows you to blow up. I mean, is there something to be said for making maybe one pro event a year? Stableford. I'm laughing because I'm anticipating the comments already on this idea.
So here we go, guys. Tom's idea. Don't laugh. Tom's idea.
Why did you hear nothing about golf?
Tom's idea. Let us know what you think about this. Is a one event a year on the PGA Tour?
The Masters.
Tom's idea is that the Masters becomes a Stableford event. Thoughts?
Imagine Tyrrell Hatton turning up. What's your handicap, Tyrrell? 14. Tyrrell. It's plus 12. No, right? Bear with me on this, right?
Okay.
You have a...
I'm struggling, but okay.
Because you can blow up. It does bring more excitement in. There's an element of match play to it in that you can just have a hole where, you know, Spieth gets to the dreaded whatever it is at the Masters 13th.
Amen corner,
blows up, fudges it, still wins because he's got 32 points. Yeah. Imagine that, giving him the green jacket with 34 points. Jordan Spieth. Kevin from accounts.
Off he goes. Thanks, mate. It would. Do you know what it would make if the Masters went Stableford? It would.
Are you upset about this?
It's just it's the Masters that's making it more funny. It would mean people were a lot more adventurous with the golf.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That is genuinely what I mean.
Because you could attack everything.
Because you can go for it and be like, oh, well, I've just got 4 points because I got a birdie and it's stroke index 3.
Tyrrell going down 11. Just a great hole on the last hole. 4 points. 4 points. 4 points.
So good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right, does it?
I like the idea of, you know, they're standing on the tee, they're looking at the wind and the prevailing ground in front of them, trying to work out what shot to hit. And you know, Fitzpatrick turns to his caddy. What stroke index is this?
Right? You get a shot here, mate. You'll be all right. No, I'm not here for that. However, that is one thing that I do like about winter golf is more Stableford. I also love when you play in winter, when I normally play winter golf with Em's dad because it's normally over Christmas. These are the rounds that I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Christmas rounds, which for a lot of people... Here's a question, actually.
Yeah, go on.
Here's a question
I like
for
where
you.
This is going. Jingle bells.
Do you know you have the question, what's the best beer? So the best beer, everyone always says, is the first pint at the airport. That's the greatest beer.
At 5 a.m, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because it doesn't.
That's what Gatwick's for.
What's the best round of golf?
Of the year. Oh, I thought you were going to say, what's the best Christmas round?
No,
okay.
What's the best round of golf? Like, what's the best beer? It's the airport beer. It's the wedding beer.
So what is the...
It's the holiday beer.
So what is the airport beer of golf?
What's the airport beer of golf?
That is a great question. I would say it is. This is quite niche. Usually in about April time when the weather's just warming up and you've started playing again. You've played twice already that week.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you want to get... Because it's always that third round of the week where you play well.
Yep.
And it's just a two ball. The course is still quiet. The weather's just warming up nicely. It's not too hot, not too cold. The course is not too busy. And suddenly you turn around and you've been on a par train, and suddenly you're putting a card in. And all of a sudden you're only a couple over par, and it feels great. And you know that you've got a whole summer ahead
of that coming. Yeah, that's nice.
Spring golf.
So that's your airport beer of golf.
Yeah.
I think mine would be... It's December.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
It's December.
You said that.
We've had a really fair winter.
Thanks, climate change.
It's been great.
Big fan of your work, Carbon.
But it is cold.
Yeah.
It's cold, but it's not frozen.
Oh, lovely.
And remarkably, it's not muddy or wet.
Where the hell are you playing?
I don't know, but it's in my mind, these are those winter rounds that I've played. And we are the third tee off on a Sunday, and you're just getting that sunrise come up, and you've had a cup of coffee in the pro shop and you've got a bacon sandwich at 9 and you know you've got a Sunday roast after the round of golf and you've got the football on
and you've got full permission. You've got full permission from the any domestic arrangement you might have to be there. No guilt. Because that's one of the biggest, if you like, cock block for golf.
Ah, yes.
Is guilt. Should be at home, should be working. Oh, this is a bit... But a guilt-free round of golf.
Mm. That's why I never got guilt golf because I was really lucky to work a radio show, which meant I could play golf around it. And I would play midweek. And if I play on the weekend, it's because Em was away or whatever. So I never really got guilt golf. But now I'm a gym goer.
Mm.
My brain is, well, I could be in the gym right now getting them gains. Why am I doing this?
Those moments when you're playing golf, I shouldn't be here. They are the worst.
You must have them all the time.
All the time. Because
you love a midweek round of golf.
But less and less now because of my new radio show. I have less and less time to play. Sure. Which is good in a way because it means I'll appreciate the rounds I do get more, right?
Yeah.
But those moments where you're playing and you've put a couple of crap holes in and you're fed up and you just think, I shouldn't. Why am I doing this? Those are the worst. And we need to fight against those golfers. So when you get those moments where you feel like you shouldn't be there, let me tell you, right? I'm going to be daddy here. You should be there. You deserve to be there. You stay there.
You deserve this, son.
You deserve this suffering.
That did make me think, though. Would you... I don't know if you've ever done this.
Probably.
You've certainly not done this when I've been out with you, but yeah, I've done it to you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever walked off after 9 because you're playing so bad?
I walked off once after 15 in a comp.
Uh-huh.
Because I just completely, it was such a disaster. But no, I haven't because I've always got this horrible optimistic streak that thinks I'm about to turn it around. So yeah, no, I haven't. But let me tell you, plenty of times I should have. Because when you've done that to me a couple of times, I've always been like, good for you, mate.
Yeah, well done.
Do you know what I mean? It's like watching someone leave the Wetherspoons at the right time.
Yeah.
You should go. I wish I could leave, but I can't.
It's going to get better, right? You're chasing the high. I'm quite happy.
Yes, exactly.
I'm quite happy to leave at 9 at times because I know if I'm not enjoying it, my logic is I'm not enjoying it. I'm here to have fun. And if I'm not enjoying it, then what's the point? It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I know.
But then you don't get the...
But what if you're doing a card? What if you're doing a comp? You can't do that on a comp because then you're going
to... Yeah, you can't do it on a comp. I don't play many comps, so it's not really a problem I often face.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you do that? What was the your playing partner like?
It just blew up my round. It just meant my round was all like, you know, 96 over or whatever. But to be honest, if I'd stayed out there, it would have been about 95 over.
But weren't you signing someone's card?
Yeah, he got really cross.
Yeah, I bet.
He got really cross. Oh my God. But there was a third person there and I just said, well...
You just sign it.
You guys just sign each other. Yeah, we're in a three ball. So it's like...
Okay, fine.
But it meant we had to sort of swap cards a bit.
Yeah.
And he was really cross and I was like...
I don't have time for you being cross. Staying on winter golf for a second.
Yeah, because also, by the way, can I just say, in a minute,
yeah.
I want to come to the bad points because I have got a lot, and we have had a lot of comments on TikTok about the worst things about winter golf, and I've got a few of my favourites here. So
okay,
we'll
fine.
Come back to that.
One thing that I really am happy I invested in with winter golf is the wet weather FootJoy gloves.
Okay, you've gone plural there, so I'm afraid you wear two gloves.
Yeah, when it's wet. You must have seen me do this.
Mm, that is a golf ick. And that is on our golf ick question on TikTok right there.
I think two gloves... I mean, they're special winter golf gloves that get more sticky like as they get wet.
Yeah.
If you were to use them when it's not wet, they wouldn't work. Yeah. The water makes them have better grip. Science.
You are absolutely scraping the barrel here. For me, if I see someone wearing two little gloves like that instantly, I think you're working in like airport security or, you know, you're working in some sort of food preparation situation.
Would you not do it it's a horrible sentence. If your shafts were wet, if your grips were wet, that's what I should
be
saying.
I mean, my son, we were playing on a really wet day. My son did a full swing and let go of his gloves and slipped out. And I swear to you, Tom, on the ninth at Muswell Hill, I'm not even joking, it landed in a tree. It got stuck and we had to throw clubs at the tree. And one of the clubs I threw at the tree got stuck in the tree. So we then had two clubs we had to get.
Yeah.
Nightmare. So yeah, I do see that. But the thing is, it's very important when I play golf, I grip the club like harder than...
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to be, is it?
It's not at all.
No.
It's such a bad idea. All I'm going to say with my
winter wet golf gloves is that, well, as you said earlier, as long as you have all the gear, winter golf's actually fine.
So there's the question then. What is the most important bit of winter gear?
Oh, you nailed it earlier. The most important bit of winter golf and the thing I am so glad I threw proper money at is waterproofs.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous the amount of money that waterproofs are.
We're talking, the ones I got a couple of years ago, 600 quid plus for the jacket and the trousers. But, like I said, they are amazing. And you don't get that horrible thing where it feels like you're wearing a plastic bag and you're just drenched in sweat because...
Two words. Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex is your friend.
That's what it's got to be.
You've got to have good waterproof clothing, but also good shoes. But then if you ignore clothing, right?
Mm.
The other thing I've started doing, which I really love, and again, this appeared in someone's golf ick on our TikTok channel.
Okay. We'll go through those comments in a bit, right?
We'll do that, yeah. Well, we'll do negative winter golf in a bit. We'll do ick talk next.
Sure.
The flannel in the back pocket.
The flannel.
Have I told you about the flannel in the back pocket? Did we talk about this last year?
No.
Oh, mate.
The flannel.
You've got to have a golf flannel. This is a golf unpopular opinion, but you get a little golf flannel and it just sits in the back pocket, right? Because often, say you're putting and your bag's over getting ready to go to the next tee and you've got to pick up your ball and dry it.
Yeah.
You get your flannel out of the back pocket, you dry your
ball. Hold on. When you say flannel, is this not just like another golf...
But a towel suggests a bigger size. A flannel is like it's a little hand towel.
I've never seen anyone do this.
I do it. My friend Malcolm does it. Malcolm, so far it's just us.
Is an old man.
Well, you know what? I am also heading that way, and I'm fine with that. I like listen, when you get old, you worry that your balls get wet.
Sure.
Because sometimes that can happen,
mm-hmm.
right? So I want to keep my balls dry. But also, there's a club element to it as well. If you're drying a club, obviously you'd naturally use your proper golf towel for club dryage, but sometimes again you might be hitting a chip shot and your bag's miles away and you've hit the first practice chip and you get the mud all down it and you get the finger to bang. But then you get the index finger that looks like you've just done an internal examination.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get your golf flannel out.
Right? On it goes.
The flannel, honestly, changed your life, mate.
Golf flannel is so dad camping, isn't it?
Yes.
Dad, the camping dad who's got everything.
The Venn diagram of approaches to camping and approaches to golf. Very, very close
This is
together.
The crossover.
Yeah.
That's right there. Both cases, you end up hating your kids, don't you?
Yeah.
One, you're getting away from them, and the other, you're weirdly too close to them.
Oh, way too close to them. Let's get some ads, and then we're going to talk about the worst thing about winter. We're going to find some great comments that have come in.
Oh, it's not more about my mustache, is it?
Stand by. It's Golf is Ruining My Life. Welcome back. All right, Tom. So a while ago, we put a thing up on our TikTok channel about the worst things about winter golf. We had loads and loads of comments. It's fair to say we were snowed under winter.
Ah, okay. There you go.
There's a deluge of responses.
The first one was better.
Yeah, okay.
You actually nailed it with the first one.
We're drenched in answers now. I mean, listen, I don't even know where to start about this. Have you got this up on yours as well?
I can do, yeah.
Well, they're very funny to go through. One pump man said, worst thing about winter golf is winter, which I think really does sum it up perfectly. Thanks for that. James says, leaves.
Oh, God, yeah, leaves. I've seen golf clubs recently. There was a golf club that went viral online that on the side of the green, on every green, they had... Do you know those...
Leaf blowers?
Yes, but they were on stands. So that there was like, going on all these stands, there was leaf blowers to use.
Where was that?
Yeah, I know. Obviously, a very private golf course because they would get stolen at Muswell Hill.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much. Leaves are really annoying. Because also, the worst thing about leaves is you just lose the ball in them. You know,
it's
a few leaves just off the fairway, your ball goes under it and that's it. It's done. And it's... My wife bought me a couple of years ago these glasses you can get. Have you seen these?
Sorry? This screams golf Christmas present.
We should do a feature on not just good golf Christmas presents, but crap.
Other ones,
golf
yeah. presents. I don't want to put on the toilet.
Yeah.
Do you? I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry, but a golf game that's crossed with snooker is not a real game.
Yeah. Comedy golf balls? No, because I take my golf serious. I'm not using this crap golf ball you're giving me that says, I love Christmas on the side of it.
Had that. A couple of years ago, my wife bought me Liverpool Football Club golf balls.
But they're bad golf balls.
Pinnacles.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit them.
They're glasses, and the glasses are supposed to have they're like yellow or whatever.
Yeah,
it's you're supposed to be able
ball.
To see the golf balls. They don't work.
Worst thing about winter golf is people complaining about winter golf. Get on with it! Oh, God, that's so GB news, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit. Worst thing about winter golf, a million retirees in Florida, so a weekend round takes like 6 hours. That shows our international appeal, doesn't it, Tombo?
Yeah, I mean, that is the better problem to have.
It really is.
I'd actually forgotten about this one. People mentioning fairway mats. do a fairway mat where I played a course in.
Oh yeah, you go around with the mat.
Yeah,
yeah, awful.
I played a course in the Lake District that was very insistent on. When you go to a golf course and you go, so the way we're playing at the moment is it's either mats or we ask you to place your ball from the fairway into the rough. Mate, I'm barely ever in the fairway. So when I land in it, I'd like to at least hit out of it.
Place your ball from the fairway and go put it in the rough.
That's what a course in the Lake District said to me when I played.
Why?
They said you can either play with these mats, which I hate because these like rubbish little bits of grass. If you're an American listener or viewer of this show, you'd think, yeah. Why do you bother?
Yeah, I know.
Or they were like, yeah, if you hadn't landed in the fairway, just put it to the rough on the side and hit out the rough.
It's a hard no from me.
And that's 40 quid.
That's ridiculous. Shorter days, soon it'll be pitch black by 4:30. Yeah, I think that's another good one as well. One of the worst things about winter golf is knowing that you can't really organise a round of golf after about 1 or 1:30. So basically, yeah. You've got to tee off in the morning. At the height of winter, you got to tee off first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And that can be rubbish.
The worst is courses not lowering their prices, even if the course is pretty empty.
Completely.
Yeah, don't
that.
Do that. Where
ice, someone's put there. Yeah. Ice.
Plug lies, yeah.
Defo the golfers, someone else has put.
Tommy, I don't mind fairway mats. It's the perfect lie every single time. Tommy, get a grip, mate.
Oh, please. This is a good one. Having to resuscitate. Good use of the word resuscitate.
Resuscitate
your club back to some sort of cleanliness after a practice swing. That is the worst. Especially when you're watching someone practice. You know, like, here's a question, right? What is the maximum number of practice swings you can take? I know the answer.
Two.
Two!
Sorry.
Are you allergic to practice?
Yeah, I'm allergic to practice swings. Yeah. I hate any sort of golf prep. Just turn up at the car park at the tee time and get going with it.
I mean, I don't take practice swings. Sometimes I'll take one and it'll go really well. And I'm like, I should do more practice swings.
Yeah.
But generally, I don't do them. There's someone I play with quite regularly who takes 3 practice swings.
Too much.
And it drives me insane. Any more than 2 is a crime against golf, especially when always on the third... He'll hit it and get a massive chunk of mud on the club and then have to resuscitate the club and get rid of the mud.
In the new, it's called like TG Golf League or whatever it is, the Tiger Woods thing, the simulator golf. Oh, yeah. Have you seen all of this stuff at the moment? I've not done enough reading to be really up on it, but I know they've launched the teams recently and there's like...
John Rahm's not in, is he?
No, John, but I think I know why John's not in. Because I think John is signed to Callaway.
Oh, yeah.
Callaway own Top Golf.
Oh, my God.
These simulators they're using for this series, this big series, are not.
That's insane.
Yeah, I think it is because John owns a share in Top Golf.
Oh, I see.
So I think it's a conflict of interest thing.
Wow.
I think that's
why. He doesn't
want
to promote the...
The other the simulators, and then maybe...
Surely it would just raise the profile of the whole concept of simulators.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe Top Golf is going to do something, or maybe he just wants to spend more time with his family and more golf isn't really what he wants to do, which
is not true.
Not what golf's for.
No one's ever wanted that.
Not what golf's for, mate. The reason that what I did want to say is that the fact that we're now talking about winter and winter golf, I think I've got the perfect golf Christmas present.
That's a big drop.
I genuinely think I've got the perfect golf Christmas present.
Okay.
So... If you agree with this, maybe just send it to a family member and just go, this is actually what I want. Because we've said recently, go into any sort of golf shop and buy whatever. Yeah. Which is, I agree to some level. But then also, you could end up with Pinnacle golf balls or whatever that you don't want to
yes.
use. I get this golf Christmas present every single year, and it genuinely has such great value to me.
Club cleaner.
No.
Nice, good golf balls is not, that's too obvious. Tees.
No. I think the best golf present should always be something you wouldn't buy yourself.
Okay.
So something you wouldn't want to spend money on. So I've said it a million times on the show and still no one's bought it me. A pair of FootJoys, white, crisp. No one's ever done it. But every single year, I get... Ready?
Yeah, I'm genuinely quite tense.
I get a golf magazine subscription.
That is an amazing present.
And I love it every single year. Because every month, Golf Monthly or Golf Digest or Today's Golfer lands through the
letterbox.
Yeah. And I get to read it. And I love it. And it's they're like 50 quid or something. So it's a half decent present. And your golfer in your family will actually think you care and it's thoughtful and it genuinely is a good present.
That is amazing.
Thanks.
I think that's the best bit of content you've ever done on this show.
good, isn't it?
It's made me want to go out and get a subscription, or at least, because often at this time of year, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of messages saying from my wife, what should my parents get you for Christmas? What does your mum's bloody message me? What does she want? She wants to know what to get you for Christmas. That is a brilliant answer. Because I would never go and buy that for myself.
Nope, because they're like £5 a go or whatever, and you're never that bothered. But whereas when you get them a subscription,
yeah.
Golf Monthly is good.
Also, yeah, Golf Monthly is really good. Also, as we get towards Christmas, the other thing they do is this new kit. We're going to be getting into that stage, and we'll try and cover as much of it as we can. But as you get into the turn of the year, the new kit starts to drop. And there's already been a couple of events. I know that our friends, Cobra, have been doing some bits and bobs. I'm not going to reveal anything, but I know thanks to Matty Holbrook.
Fan of the show. Thanks,
never,
Matt.
Never far away from a DM, is he? Old Holbrook. There's some new stuff. By the way, Holbrook, you were in clear contravention of the contract when you sent us that photograph.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
So you'll be hearing from their lawyers.
Yeah, we're entering golf fun season where all the new golf clubs get spoken about.
Yeah.
And it's driver season coming. And
but this is what I mean about, and we've said this a lot now, winter golf is actually really good because, in a way, it sounds really weird, the focus is less on golf and more around all the stuff around it.
The jazz hands, the razzle dazzle.
Plans.
Yeah.
Kit, holidays, videos, watching YouTube golf now because there's no tournaments on. Like, there's loads of great stuff around it now.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah, go on.
You know the brand Kirkland? Mm. Do you know what Kirkland are?
Kirkland are in, they're always an American golfer, aren't they, Kirkland?
No.
Are they not? In American golf shops?
Don't think so.
I'm thinking of something else then.
Kirkland. Kirkland. Does it ring a bell? Kirkland.
As in Kirk Douglas?
Not going to know who that is. Kirkland is the own brand items that you get at Costco.
Oh, that's why I know them, because we've got Kirkland balls, because the kids want a load of Kirkland balls, and everyone went, oh, they're Costco, they're quite good then.
Yeah. So, loads of people have Kirkland balls. My mate Chris plays with Kirkland golf balls, and they've been gradually dropping bits of golf stuff. So they had a putter that came out, and then they had wedges. They're now getting into irons and drivers.
No.
My question is, would you buy and use these Kirkland golf clubs? I'm going to slide my phone to you, Tom.
Yeah, go on.
Can you see them?
He's just giving me access to all of his photographs. Hang on a second. I'm not sure I can see them because it's gone to... Which photograph is it? Is it there?
Hold on.
That one?
Yes.
Great, okay. God, that was really nerve-wracking because I could see all of Tom's photos and there was a lot of flesh. Listen, the balls first up, I have used and they're absolutely great.
Yep. I think the irons look good. I think the irons look great.
Yeah. Have a look at that. Look.
Check that out.
That is nice.
Yeah.
The driver, not so much for me.
Okay.
The driver's got looks like a 90s Vauxhall car vibe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's just got a slightly basic. The putter, again, I'm not sure that's my vibes, but, and again, the irons, meh, but the wedges.
So, my point here with these golf clubs is, let's go behind the scenes of Costco.
Mm-hmm.
So when you develop a golf club, you've got to get in-house technology, you've got to get your own manufacturing, you've got to do all this stuff to develop a golf club.
Yeah.
Do we think Costco's done that? Not
absolutely
a chance.
Absolutely no.
So what they've done is they've gone to a manufacturer that makes golf clubs for other people.
And it's gone, listen,
we'll just take whatever that is, stick our logo on it. So my thinking is, with these golf clubs, is that you're essentially buying a much more premium golf club, but without the branding on.
To quote Alan Partridge, they've rebadged it.
They've rebadged it, yeah. Because look at the wedges. I think the wedges look like Callaway wedges or Vokey wedges. They have a look of Callaway
or
Vokey.
That's why I like the wedges.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if it came out? It must be some sort of top secret NDA. Like, maybe it's Ping or Titleist or whoever, or Mizuno.
Whose factory it is,
like, if you tell anyone.
Yeah.
That we're putting out our hokey vokies.
Because, nice.
Via Costco.
Yeah.
Because Costco, I mean, this is a separate tangent and indeed a separate podcast, but Costco is supposed to be amazing, right? And I've been wanting to go for ages and buy some things in bulk. I need to get a lot of beans.
Oh, you get loads of beans there, yeah.
All about the beans. But the idea of sort of walking around trying to do like a mega shop for supplies, you know, food for my kids, and then stopping and going, I'm buying some wedges.
Full set of golf clubs? Because they say in Costco, again, this is a different podcast, they say in Costco, their own brand vodka, which looks like Grey Goose, is from the Grey Goose factory.
This is the thing. Do you think they just put these rumours out so that people fall for it?
Maybe.
We need to do, and I'm sure it's been done, is some sort of blind tasting but with some wedges.
I would love that.
Okay.
Because I think the irons, I think they look like P790s.
Do you know how much they are? Have you got any idea?
I don't actually, which is bad podcast.
So without knowing, and we'll find out what the price is. In fact, we'll put the price out there. You'll be able to find it on all our socials.
Yeah.
But if the price point is in the kind of, say, for a set of irons, £200 to £400.
I think there'd be more than that. I think for a set of irons, you're going to be looking at what? 500 quid?
I know there's lots of reasons why, but like drivers, the way drivers have suddenly become as a standard 400-500 quid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I just always thought drivers 100 quid, 130 quid, maybe 150, or maybe 200 quid if you've gone a bit mad.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the pricing of drivers is, yeah, it's £400-£500 minimum now, isn't it?
Well, if you want to avoid the Costco of living crisis, then head over there, guys.
I didn't really get that pun.
Costco of living crisis.
I don't think that works.
Costco, okay, all right. It's a shame to end the show on a bad pun.
But the Kirkland golf balls are brilliant.
Yeah, again, they're really good.
Again, they're just coming out of some factory somewhere. They're just coming out of someone's factory.
So, obviously, this is completely unconfirmed. And if any lawyers are listening, this is what we're about to say is a lie.
It's conjecture.
Who do you think it is? Who's your money on? You're thinking Titleist.
I think the golf balls are Preview ones.
No way!
I do. I think they're Preview ones. I think they're from the Preview one factory. I do. I really, really do.
Talking of Preview ones, before we go...
And I think the wedges...
Yeah.
Although they look like Callaway wedges, I'm pretty sure they're Vokies.
That would be ridiculous to be able to buy Vokies at Costco. Before we go, and thanks again for listening to Golf Is Ruining My Life. We hope you are getting through these hard winter months with us. Thank you for being there. It helps us. Before we leave, though, we need to remind you, if you write a review of our show, go and rate our show on the podcasts,
yes,
then we are giving away some Kirklands. No, we're not.
No, much better than Kirklands, my man.
We've rebadged the Kirklands and written Titleist on them.
Yes. We're giving away some Titleist Pro V1 tour only editions. Money can't buy. Boo, 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 boo. Wow. All you got to do is go down to the bottom of the podcast, give us a review, give us a 5-star star review, give us a written review, subscribe, and we're going to pick some comments at random and you'll win golf balls.
Do it right now. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you, bye.
Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.